Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to the Overdrive on Hi FM. We have Rolie Marks on the line all the way from Israel. We found her hiding under the blanket. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. Rolie, welcome back and tell us more about what's happening with these parties that are just being formed left, right, and center, popping up like mushrooms. And what does this say about the future of more coalitions?
Well, the parties being formed are more right, center, left, and one that is yet to be determined. But we've had news in the last hour or so that Yaron Zalecha, he's from the finance ministry. He is starting his new party under the name the New Financial Party. So we now have the new right, the new hope, and now the new financial party, as well as the Israelis. The million-dollar question is, what impact is it going to have? You know, Ron Huldah, the mayor of Tel Aviv, who announced his new party, which is a center-left party called the Israelis, he addressed the nation last night saying one of the core values of this party is to put an end to the Netanyahu premiership. And he has been boosted by the joining of Avi Nissenkorn. He's the justice minister who has defected from the blue and white to this new, the Israelis party to join there. We also heard from blue and white chairman Benny Gantz, who has said that despite their defections, the party will go ahead. The party will continue to fight. And he took a bit of a jab at members of the Yesh Atid party, like Yair Lapid, saying, while you were demonstrating and protesting, I was busy protecting the judiciary. And the news that I see is sad is the stepping down of our foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, who's taking a break from politics to reassess where he wants to go, which I think is a loss because he has been a very, very dignified, elegant foreign minister who was thanked for his extraordinary service and his commitment by Benny Gantz. Then we also have Sa'ar with the new right. Now, this is where we are tipped to see Israel going at the end of an election, is to basically a more right-leaning government, maybe a little bit more than it already has been. The big question is whether or not Netanyahu will still be at the helm. Yesterday, Sa'ar announced that should he be successful, he will push for legislation that limits the terms a prime minister can serve, a maximum of 8 years, which is something I think would be welcomed by most Israelis who the general feeling is, you know, it's time for new energy. So just when you thought people would have election fatigue, these elections are proving to be very, very interesting. But for the smaller parties like this new financial party, how well can they perform? Will they even cross the threshold? That is the big question. And what will happen to Israel's center and once venerated left? Will it still exist? Will it still happen? Amir Peretz taking himself away from the Labour Party. He is going to enter his bid to run for president. Now, the president of the country doesn't belong to any particular party. He's apolitical, but he is decided by members of the Knesset, and our outgoing president, the incredible Ruvi Rivlin, much loved by us. So this is the situation at the moment. Never a dull day when you're covering Israeli politics.
So what's happening with regards to your lockdown? Are things normalizing?
Things are starting to sort of normalize. Our infection figures are still high, but what is good to note is that not only does Israel still lead the world in the most amount of vaccines per capita, but the number of or the amount of people vaccinated far, far outnumbers the total amount of people who have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, which is a great achievement for Israel. So we're expecting new deliveries of the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, our AstraZeneca, because we've deals with everybody. It is part of a major, major push by the Ministry of Health to get everybody vaccinated. And yesterday, a record 152,000 Israelis vaccinated. And I was quite happy to see in the Daily Mail, which I read quite religiously for my Royal and Entertainment Update. Yes, yes, I do. Okay. You may judge me. But they, led today with a story about Israel and very, very positive responses by people, including comments like, hey, you've got to leave it to the Israelis. They get stuff done. And so we do, and we continue. And maybe will the vaccination drive be something that keeps the Prime Minister in power? That's another big question we're going to have to ask as we approach these elections.
And Rolene, just before we go to news headlines, I believe Israel's offered assistance to Croatia following the earthquake today.
Well, Israel, always one of the first, if not the first, to offer humanitarian aid to countries that have been struck by natural disasters or any other kind of disaster, is, in fact, is well known around the world and respected for this, even to countries we don't have diplomatic relations with. However, we have very close diplomatic relations with Croatia, and we immediately offered our support, saying a friend in need is a friend indeed, and we will be there to help our friends, the Croatians, come through this crisis, assess the damage, help with the PTSD, send our best guys on the ground there with immediate effect.
Rolene, great chatting as always. We'll chat tomorrow on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, everybody. May it be a good one. Tomorrow, you and I, same time and probably same place.
That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.